Sung Funk, Africa Bambaataa, Universal Zulu Nation. We give up the funk, the soul, the R&B, the rock, the jazz, whatever else. Sung Funk. That's what I said. Peace, unity, love, and having fun.
I actually was an MC in 1974. It's the first time I really picked up the mic.
This is Curtis Blow. Curtis.
No, I was Kurt Walker at that time.
This is MC Kurt Walker, the shown-up talker, love maker, baby taker. And I'm in the house tonight, and thank you for coming on down. So let's party hardy. Come on!
You're in the mix right now with Big Guru. This is Guru Radio, a.k.a. Zung Funk. Oh, boy.
Hi, Zung Funk. Hi, Zung Funk. This is Snoop D.O. Double G. Zung Funk, you bitch you.
I want my grandkids to go be able to go in the museum and get a book and read about the Sugar Hill Gang, what they contribute to it. You know, pick up a book about Melly Mel, pick up a book about Curtis Blow and stuff like that, and the contributions that everybody, you know, brought to the hip hop culture.
How out there, you motherfucking Germans, my friends, how you doing? This is Blowfly. The man of rap dirty.
Vor 5 Jahren sind wir in unsere Archive gestiegen und haben nach Interviews gesucht mit den großen Stars der Pop- und der Rockmusik, der Hip-Hop-Musik. Wir haben alte Kassetten nachgehört, manchmal leiernde Bänder ausgegraben, denn wir wollten die Geschichte des Rock'n'Roll erzählen anhand von Originaltönen. Entstanden ist daraus eine große Collage in bisher 11 Teilen mit den Legenden und den Entdeckungen der Popmusik. Manchmal im englischen Original, manchmal synchronisiert, je nachdem, wie wir die Interviews wieder vorgefunden haben. Für das Sommerprogramm haben wir einen Teil dieser Reihe mit Updates versehen. Heute wird es um Hip-Hop gehen, um die Anfänge, um die goldenen Zeiten, aber auch um neue Künstlerinnen und Künstler. Es ist eben ein Update und neben alten Interviews mit Snoop Dogg, mit Grandmaster Flash, mit Curtis Blow, Grand Wizard Theodore, den Jungle Brothers oder den Wu-Tang Clan gibt es auch neue Künstler zu hören, wie Anderson Park, wie Le Kelly 47 und Lizzo. Viel Spaß dabei wünscht euch Michi Bartle.
The History of Rock and Roll, as told in our radio show. Teil 6: Die goldene Hip-Hop-Ära. Sendung von Michael Bartle. Curtis Blow.
From miles around, miles away, you can smell the food.
Das Essen konntest du schon meilenweit riechen, die Musik der Blockparty schon hören, obwohl du noch einen Kilometer weit davon entfernt warst. Du hast dir gedacht, oh, jemand spielt Musik im Block. Und dann hast du die Quelle gesucht. Die Musik wurde immer lauter und lauter, je näher du dich rangepirscht hast. Du hast die Energie gespürt, einfach den ganzen Vibe einer Blockparty. Wir haben uns Polizeibarrikaden gekrallt, sie ans Ende der Straße gestellt und die DJs haben währenddessen ihre Anlagen an die Straßenlaternen angeschlossen. Die Straßenlaternen waren am Boden nämlich ganz einfach zu knacken, einfach mit einer Münze aufschrauben. Und dann konntest du für deine Anlage einfach den Strom der Straßenlaternen abzapfen. So hatten wir Strom, umsonst, von der Stadt, danke. Als die Musik dann lief, und das war das Unglaubliche, strömten die Leute aus ihren Häusern, hatten eine Wahnsinnszeit oder hingen an ihren Fenstern und hörten der Musik zu. Das war einfach ein gutes Gefühl. Irgendwann fingen wir an, Grills auf der Straße aufzustellen und direkt auf der Blockparty Essen zu kochen. Der Duft verbreitete sich meilenweit und wenn du das Essen gerochen hast, hieß es nur, auf geht's, jemand schmeißt eine Blockparty.
Somebody's having a Blockparty.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. 'Cause I'm Curtis Blow and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
in a bus, brakes on the car, brakes to make you a superstar, brakes to win and brakes to lose, but these here brakes rock your shoes, and these are the brakes, break it up, break it up, break it up. Another man,
that's the brakes,
and she runs off with him to Japan,
that's the brakes,
and the IRS says they want a chat,
that's the brakes,
and you can't explain why you claimed your cat,
that's the brakes,
and Ma Bell sends you a whopping bill,
that's the brakes,
with 18 phone calls to Brazil,
that's the brakes,
and you borrowed money from the mob,
that's the brakes,
and yesterday you lost your job.
That's the brakes.
Well, these are the brakes. Break it up, break it up, break it up.
Master G von der Sugar Hill Gang.
I was 16 going on 17, and I had aspirations to be a disc jockey. And at that time, I was already DJing and rapping in my neighborhood area, in the New Jersey area. I was part of my own hip-hop scene, and Sylvia Robinson was auditioning Big Hank at the time in front of a pizza parlor in the town that we lived in. So I was kind of, like I said, the right place at the right time.
And in the first line, there's this hip-hop thing,
right,
which gave the whole thing the name. Is it
right.
true?
Yes. The term hip-hop is derived from Mike's first two words, hip-hop. Because mm-hmm. that's what he says. Hip-hop, the hippity, the hippity, hip, hip-hop, you don't stop the rocking, to the bang, bang, boogie, step, jump the boogie, to the rhythm of the boogie to be. Well, as the music started evolving, they were looking for something catchy to give a name to it. It became hip-hop, and it happened. Mike was the first person to say hip-hop on the planet.
To the hip hop, the hibbity, the hip hip hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat, and me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang bang the boogie to the boogie, say up jump the boogie to the bang. But I brought two friends along, and next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big cars, I definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental.
Jalal von den Last Poets.
Basically, we started in a writers, Black Writers Workshop.
Eigentlich hat alles 1968 beim Black Writers Workshop in Harlem begonnen. Wir trafen uns, um die Erfahrungen der schwarzen Amerikaner zu artikulieren, als Resultat von 400 Jahren Sklaverei. Es war schwierig, aber nötig, diese Gefühle psychologisch, politisch, sozial und ökonomisch zu artikulieren. Ein schwarzer Autor namens Little Willie Coppicilli stieß beim Workshop zu uns. Er war vor der Apartheid in Südafrika geflohen. In einem Gedicht hatte er geschrieben, dies sei die letzte Ära der Gedichte und Essays. Also wären wir die letzten Poeten, die Last Poets dieses Zeitalters. Dem stimmten wir zu und so wurde unser Name geboren. Unser erstes Album nahmen wir im April 1969 auf. Der Chef der Plattenfirma, Alan Douglas, hatte noch nie so etwas gehört und wusste nicht, wie man so etwas vermarkten sollte. Deswegen wurde The Last Poets erst 1970 veröffentlicht. Es verkaufte sich allein durch Mundpropaganda 1 Million Mal. Und damit war Rap auf der Landkarte. Rap war für uns immer die Diskussion ernster Themen. Die Wurzel des Rap ist das sogenannte Toasting. Das Toasten konnte man nur im Knast erlernen. Da wurden Reime zu bestimmten Themen gemacht. Später nannte man das Rap. Es gibt diesen Ausdruck, I'm not taking a rap, ich übernehme nicht die Schuld. Rap heißt nichts anderes als Anklage zu erheben. Also erließen wir Anklagen gegen die Regierung und die Gesellschaft ganz allgemein. Unser Toasting kommt aus dem Knast. Jail toasting hieß das eigentlich.
Toasting was born out of jail. It was called jail toasting, in fact, you know. Gather round, old people, while I balance the scales on the roots of rap and the ancient tales. If you don't know the roots from the trunk of the tree, then you won't know the branch of what the fruit will be. You got to first understand the surrounding mystery of rap in relationship to so-called history. History is distorted, so it ain't all there. So let's examine the truth so we can clear the air. Now, way back in the jungles of the African land is when the roots of rap first began. Before the time of the scribes, just the word was heard, and the voice was the choice, like the song of the bird.
Grand Wizard Theodore, DJ und Erfinder des Scratchens.
I was still in high school.
Ich war damals noch auf der Highschool. Beim Mittagessen kam immer Musik aus den Lautsprechern der Schule. Also hat ein Kumpel von mir den Rektor gefragt, ob ich nicht mal ein Tape dafür machen dürfte. Der Rektor hat nur gemeint, okay, mach das Tape, ich höre mir das an und vielleicht spiele ich's dann. Also bin ich nach Hause, um das Tape aufzunehmen. Unser ganzes Equipment stand bei meiner Mutter daheim. Um damals ein Tape zu machen, mussten wir eine große Boombox vor die Lautsprecher der Anlage stellen, auf der wir mixten. Die Boombox nimmt das auf, was aus den Lautsprechern dröhnt. So ging das damals mit unseren selbstproduzierten Tapes. Und da betritt meine Mutter die Szene. Die ist jetzt nicht der Typ, der groß mit sich reden lässt und auch nicht lange fackelt, sondern gleich die Fäuste schwingt wie Mike Tyson. Meine Mom macht keine Witze. Ich stehe also in meinem Zimmer und will das beste Tape meines Lebens mixen. Die Musik ist mal wirklich richtig laut. Da stürmt plötzlich meine Mom ins Zimmer und wirft mir diesen speziellen Blick zu. So, als ob sie mir gleich den Hintern versohlen würde. Sie sagt, entweder du machst die Musik aus oder es knallt gleich heftig. Während wir diskutieren und diskutieren, läuft auf dem einen Plattenspieler eine Platte weiter und auf dem anderen drehe ich die Platte, die ich eigentlich gleich reinmixen wollte, immer wieder zurück, bis meine Mutter mein Zimmer wieder verlässt. Als ich dann ein wenig später das fertig gemixte Tape abgehört habe, da waren plötzlich die ersten Scratches der Geschichte drauf. An der Stelle, an der meine Mutter ins Zimmer kam, hört man ganz deutlich, wie ich die Platte immer wieder vor und zurück drehe. Es hörte sich cool an. Da ging mir ein Licht auf. Mann, so ist das Scratchen entstanden. Ich würde sagen, die DJs haben es gestartet. Erst wenn der DJ in den Park gegangen ist, kam der MC, dann die B-Boys. Wenn es um einen Flyer ging, hat sich der DJ einen Graffiti-Künstler geschnappt, der dann den Flyer machen durfte. So hast du die ganzen Elemente, die Hip-Hop ausmachen. Also nicht nur der DJ alleine, sondern alle zusammen machen erst die Hip-Hop-Kultur aus.
Melly Mel von Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
Real hip-hop is the culture behind the music.
Echter Hip-Hop ist die Kultur, die hinter der Musik steckt. Graffiti, Breakdancing, Rappen, Poppin', Lockin'. Es ist der von der Musik getriebene Lifestyle. Rap ist nur eine Kommerzialisierung von Hip-Hop. Das sind in der Regel nur Typen, die rappen, um Geld zu verdienen. Typen, die Beats bauen und Typen, die darüber rappen, um Kohle zu machen. Das ist Rap. Hip-Hop ist viel mehr. Kinder werden in die Hip-Hop-Kultur hineingeboren. Die Kids lernen zu breaken, lernen, wie man ein Graffiti malt oder die Kunst des MCing. Und das ständig, jeden Tag. Rap alleine machen nur Typen, die am Ende des Tages eine Plattenfirma leiten wollen.
Guys, you know, you're gonna run a record company at the end of the day.
Also, ich habe mir The Message nicht ausgedacht. Aber als ich den Song das erste Mal im Studio gehört habe, habe ich mir die Child is Born-Zeilen ausgedacht. Eigentlich waren wir im Studio, um unseren ersten Song Super Rappin' aufzunehmen. Aber anstatt einen Partytext zu schreiben, wollte ich etwas anderes machen. Also habe ich einen Text über die Straße geschrieben und nicht über Party. Keiner außer Sylvia Robinson hat das Besondere an dem Song erkannt. Vorher war Hip-Hop nur Party-Sound und keiner hat geglaubt, dass so ein Song funktionieren könnte. Wir haben die Bedeutung dieses Songs erst geschnallt, als er draußen war. The Message war der erste wichtige Rap-Song. Die anderen waren auch gute Songs und die waren auch wichtig auf ihre Art und Weise. Aber The Message war der erste Song, der auch Leute berührt hat, die Rap gar nicht mochten oder nicht verstanden haben. Deswegen ist das ein Ausnahmesong. Er hat weit über die Hip-Hop-Grenzen hinweg die Leute gefesselt. Nicht nur Kids und B-Boys, sondern auch die Typen mit einem ganz normalen 8-Stunden-Tag haben The Message verstanden.
Kind of understood.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care. I can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room. Roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far. Cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the breezes blow. A crazy lady living in a bag, eating out of garbage pails, used to be a fag hag. Such a dance to tango, skipped the life and dango. A zircon princess seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her stories to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool. And all the kids smoke reefer. I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle for my feet, wear a shirt and tie and run with the creeps. Because it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. They pushed that girl in front of the train, took her to the doctor, sewed her arm on the game.
Africa Baby Bambaataa.
I always was digging in the crates back in the early days of the early 70s. And I always look for albums that just look different or strange. And I came across this album with the four guys on it. And I said, yeah, what is this? And they look mighty different here. So took it home, heard that banging. Boom, I said, wow, this is some wild stuff here, you know, some music for the future. So I said, I'm going to start playing it on my audience. People started feeling it, and then I started digging up all the earlier stuff, like Audubon and Radioactivity and all that, and became super fans of theirs. As well, I was also a fan of John Carpenter, who made the Halloween movie soundtrack. Dick Hyman with the Moog sound. And Gary Numan, who was doing the New Wave Punk. All this played a role, and Yellow Magic Orchestra also played a key role too. And it played a role for when I started making my own recordings. I said, I'm gonna make this new sound based on the funk of James Brown, Sly and Family Stone, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, and take the techno-pop sound of Kraftwerk, Yellow Magic Orchestra, Dick Hyman, John Carpenter, and thus came the birth of the electro-funk sound.
Tom Silverman von Tommy Boy Records.
And that's what was really exciting about hip-hop. Nobody had ever heard that before. These guys were taking rock records and mixing them with funk records and jazz records and reggae records sometimes and soca records, and it didn't matter, whatever it was, African records. If it had a beat, they could put it together in a way. And then they would find beats and songs that you didn't even realize had beats, but you had to look really carefully, like the Monkees.
Mary, Mary, where are you going to? Where are you going to? Where are you going to? Where are you going to?
You know, what really blew me away is when I heard him do it with Kraftwerk. You know, to take Kraftwerk and then make something that was so not black into something so black and funky, you know, that was sort of what put it over the top. And it inspired me to go on and do Planet Rock with Afrika Bambaataa. And that was such an influential song. But it all goes back to the different songs that Bambaataa, Grandmaster Flash, and Kool Herc were playing before hip hop really even began.
I'm a jungle brother. We started off in 1986 as a group, and we put out our first record in 1987, and our album Straight Out the Jungle came out in 1988.
Wir haben die Jungle Brothers 86 gegründet und 87 unsere erste Maxi rausgebracht. Das Album Straight Out of the Jungle kam dann 88 und es wurde gleich ein Klassiker. So ging's los. Die Platte war sowohl in Amerika als auch im Ausland ein Riesenerfolg. Wir haben dann unglaublich viel getourt und es wurde viel über uns geredet, auch über unsere Verbindungen zur Zulu Nation. Danach habe ich angefangen, andere Leute zu produzieren. Nene Cherry, Karen Wheeler, Moni Love, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, dazu Remixe für Quincy Jones und die Stereo MCs.
Noni Love, Ladysmith, Black Mambazo. I did a remix for Quincy Jones. Stereo MCs I worked with. There was just a whole movement going down at the time that we called the Native Tongue Movement. And it encompassed more groups and more people.
Wir waren damals Teil einer richtigen Bewegung, dem sogenannten Native Tongue Movement. Es ging immer auch darum zu wissen, dass ich ein Künstler bin und Karriere damit mache. Denn das wollte ich wirklich, mein eigener Herr sein. Hip-Hop war die Möglichkeit, diesen Anspruch umzusetzen. Come on over and swing with me. Take your mind out your misery. Tomorrow's gonna be another day. Tonight, I'm gonna take it like. Grab the world and put it on hold. Relax my body and rest my soul. Feel the vibe surrounding me. Feel the bass come down on me. Yeah, shake your butt, but don't break your back. Tap your feet and let your fingers snap. No matter what size, shape, or color, we can jam and enjoy each other. Music's pumping, I feel something. Must be my blood and heartbeat thumping. Dispense your funds to pass through the door. You know there's room for you on the floor. You don't know if there'll be any more. So yo, what you waiting for?
You're in the mix right now with Big Guru. This is Guru Radio, aka Zung Funk. Oh boy. But I mean, I never said that I didn't like nice things, but at the same time, it's not about rhyming about bling bling. I've got a different type of repertoire, a very vast repertoire, but a very real repertoire of rhymes. Rapping is life to me. It's definitely about the love of the art form. That next level guru. What I'm rhyming about is like ghetto dreams. You know, what goes on while you might be just walking down the street in any hood. All the chaos that's going on around you. And how amidst all the chaos of the ghetto, amidst the struggle, about how you still have dreams. Even though your life might be scarred or your chances, you know, might be very slim sometimes for survival, but the dreams are still there.
They say it's lonely at the top in whatever you do. You always gotta watch motherfuckers around you. Nobody's invincible, no plan is foolproof. We all must meet our moment of truth. The same shiesty cats that you hang with and do your thing with could set you up and wet you up. Nigga, peep the language, it's universal. You play with fire, it may hurt you or burn you. Lessons are blessings you should learn through, let's face facts. Although MCs lays tracks, it doesn't mean behind the scenes there ain't no dirt to trace back. That goes for all of us, there ain't nobody to trust. It's like sabotage, it's got me ready to bust. But I can't jeopardize what I've done up to this point. So I'ma get more guys to help me run the whole joint. Cultivate, multiply, motivate, or else we'll die. You know I'll be the master of the who, what, where, and why. See, when you're shining, some chumps will wanna dull ya. Always selfish, jealous punks will wanna pull ya down. Just like some shellfish in a bucket, cause they love it to see your ass squirm like a worm. But just as you receive what is coming to you, everybody else is gonna get this too. I ain't no saint, therefore I cannot dispute that everyone must meet their moment of truth. Actions have reactions, don't be quick to judge. You may not know the hardships people don't speak of. It's best to step back and observe with coup, for we all must meet our moment of truth.
Zündfunk. Z-U, that's
Z-U.
Z-U-N-D, Funk.
Oh, Zund.
Zundfunk.
Snoop Dogg.
Hi, Zundfunk. Hi, Zundfunk. This is Snoop D-O-double-G. Zundfunk, you bet you.
And keep the funk alive, y'all. Dame Funk and Snoopzilla. 7 days of funk. One love, y'all.
Yes, Zudu. Zudu and Miss Money.
I mean, gospel don't have to be churchy. Gospel music feel good. Yes. If you go to church, when they sing, you dance, you clap, you sing, you have a good time. It's just a feeling. Like I say, one thing about music, it makes you feel good. And gospel music is one strong element of that. It's got that good feeling to it. So why wouldn't you take a little bit of that and add it into your music? And we all come from that background, from going to church and being raised around church and knowing the right thing. So you take a little bit of what you were raised with and you put it into who you are as an adult. And that's always been a part of my music. I always had gospel in it. I always spoke to God and spoke to my, you know, religious, you know, beliefs in my music.
Of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky, yes, the dot went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine trizzies, they is it for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nothing back, and motherfucker, I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact, cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must, we drop gangsta.
What's my motherfucking name?
Hip hop in the '80s was violent. It was, you know, rapping about all of the shit that was going on, which was negativity. You know, Bloods and Crips, drugs, cocaine, you know, the Batarang, you know, things of that nature, shit that we were affected by was what we was rapping about. The NWA, Birth, Ice-T, King T, you know, Toddy T, certain people from the West Coast that represented a certain sound because that's what they was, you know, up against. Nowadays, you know, hip-hop is fun and it's happy because the struggle is over. Now you can become an overnight, you know, sensation with YouTube and, you know, these great social networks where millions of people can see you and love you and make you a star overnight. So that's the big difference between then and now. But the music is going to always be about what's going on. And whoever speaks to it to the best is gonna win. No, I don't feel it's a necessity to explain because it's a depiction of what I come from. So it's just like a movie. It's an actual movie that's being brought to you by someone who's actually lived this movie. And giving you the flip side of it is that I made it and I'm successful. So why would you want to do what I did in order to become successful, do it the other way. So my advice is more positive with the way I'm living now. I don't have to say don't do drugs or don't do this. I just show you the way that I live, and that's the best example that I can give you. It's how you want to be. You want to be like me? Well, here's what you do and here's what you don't do. But my kids is hip to the dip. They get it. They were spooned and groomed with this from an early age. So it's not third party, it's first party information, meaning that I gave them the game for me directly. Like every story that they've ever heard about me via the press, media, they heard it from me first. So it wasn't like they could go to school and be like, your daddy got caught smoking weed, it took him to jail. They gonna be like, you know what? We was there last night when they bailed him out. He told us this shit was gonna happen.
Pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot. Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm all the best weed cause I got it going on, ma.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his ed. Killer with the B, I know killers in the street. With the steel to make you feel like chinchilla in the heat. So don't try to run up on my ear talking all that raspy shit. Trying to ask me shit. When my niggas feel your vest, they ain't gonna pass me shit. You should think about it, take a second.
Lizzo.
It's not naturally hard. It's naturally quite easy to love yourself, but you know, there's been an entire world that is run on the consumption of products that is solely based on making you believe that you need to purchase something to be better or to be equal or to be complete. I think if that consumerist system didn't exist and if those companies didn't run the media, then it will be quite easy to love yourself. But I think that it has seeped into our culture. It has seeped into our social culture and how we raise our children and how we talk to our friends and how we relate to each other. It's been so kind of forced into us that we don't know where true body dysmorphia begins. I think that's why it's hard. They make it hard on purpose. So you can buy lipsticks and diet pills and weaves.
What you say, boy? You tryna play coy like a game boy? Hit my phone, boy. Is your homeboy? Are you a lone boy? Come give me dome, boy. Got a boy with degrees, a boy in the streets, a boy on his knees. He a man in the sheets. Sheesh, it's all Greek to me. Got this boy speaking Spanish. I hit puppy. Baby, I don't need you. I just wanna freak you. I heard you a freak too. What's 2 + 2?
Lake Kaylee 47.
I wanted to come from a place where I told stories about my community. You know, as a black woman.
The community is, yes, in Brooklyn?
Yeah, well, honestly, the ghetto. There's ghettos all across the world, you know, and I lived in most of them. Yes, a lot of people know me from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn by way of Virginia. And, you know, I've lived in, you know, and I've bounced around a lot. And so that afforded me to see, you know, a lot of different places. And I wanted to finally just get on record and just paint those places out the way that I always saw them. A lot of people that come to my neighborhoods and in our ghettos, they kind of seem to think negatively about them. But I don't understand how you can view it in that way when they produced a human being like myself. It's a magical place. And some of your favorite people have come from, you know, places of impoverishment, you know, from places where people never thought that they would make it. And I wanted people to just to dive into my world, into our world, and just get an understanding of where we are from and what makes us tick and what makes us the individuals and the creatives that we are today.
This is a bad girl flex. Run up, you might get wrecked. No one can test. Middle name architect. They never know what to expect. You accept what I reject. Coupon that boy. I might make him my toy. Send him home, book my rest. Tell his mama I'm the best. Somebody tell me say you didn't talk about me. It's no surprise that you check about we. Boy, I shake one like she so nice. Get that red out your eye for you come try me. Somebody tell me say you didn't talk about me. It's no surprise that you check about we. Boy, I shake one like she so nice. Get that red out your eye for you come try we. This is a bad girl flex. When I come, I pick up the check.
Hier ist es The Genius vom The Wu-Tang Clan. Das ist einer der Hauptrapper von The Wu-Tang Clan. Und er ist heute im Studio 12 zur ersten Studio-Session für den Zündfunk, zur ersten Hip-Hop-Studio-Session. Later on we're gonna hear the whole crew, the whole Wu-Tang Clan in the studio session. It's the first one actually, because it's a brand new thing that we got here.
Aye.
Genius, I hear that the Wu-Tang Clan consists of 8 rappers.
9.
9 rappers.
Yeah, it's
How
9.
How come?
Well, it's only 9 that's in the spotlight right now, or 9 that the people may know about, the public, as far as videos and records and albums. But it's actually more than that, because we have individuals that exist within the group that have their own little separate groups or their own little talent. You know, we're just spreading out all over. So actually, it's hundreds of us, but it's only 9 right now that's in the spotlight.
I smoke all the mic like smoking Joe Frazier, the hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking, while I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger.
Actually, you know, it is Wu-Tang. It was Wu-Tang, but, you know, the Tang is the English way. That's the slang that we come with. And it just represents a sword style. Every time you see a kung fu flick or whatever with Wu-Tang in it, it's a sword style. Everyone is fighting and swinging swords. You know, we know how to defend ourselves physically, but it's more the mental part of it. You know, when you watch these movies, you see the brotherhood, the trust, the respect, the discipline. One brother might not eat tonight, so the younger brother can eat. You know, that's what we focus on. That's what the whole Wu-Tang thing is based about. It's a family sticking together and coming together to help feed each other. And then, boom, we started this on our own label. We pressed up records. We sold records out the trunks of the cars. We hit radio stations. And it started to get a buzz in the street. And the buzz became strong. And this Wu-Tang name started to grow and grow and grow and grow. And then we had the same labels that turned us down was trying to call us to get with us, man.
Die Beastie Boys über den Einfluss der Plattenfirmen.
Was mir Hoffnung macht, ist die Computertechnologie. Du kannst dann Musik von einem Jugendlichen empfangen, der 20.000 Meilen entfernt ist, ohne dass die Musik über Sony vertrieben wird. Aber wahrscheinlich werden sie auch die Computernetze kontrollieren.
The genius from the Wu-Tang Clan. Now we start with a studio session. Come on in, boys.
Wu-Tang, represent, kid.
Me. All right, y'all. Y'all ready?
Brace up.
Brace yourself.
Yo, Ray. Yo, Chef.
I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Show your Wu-style, kid.
Yeah, one, two, one, two. All right,
y'all.
Wu-Tang Clan.
All right.
Yeah.
For you Germans. We're gonna represent Lace.
Check it out, check it, yo. Feed my function, I'm affected by the six. I'm falling, but quick, I need a fix. With determination and extermination. Blast the station, it's an assassination. Time to shoot, execute, make a dent. I'm golden arms, I'm here to represent. Yo, the undisputed. Rootin', tootin', 21 gun salute and new recruitin'. Wu-Tang and slang bangin' unit. Put us in your cassette decks, yo, and boomin'. Smashin', blastin' shit, I'm dope on the master mix. Your level to the devil, you never surpass the six. I'm hot like bullets, not pots and hot twats. Over fully operational, handheld Glock, the uncanny vigilante, panty man, handyman. I hooks like the candy man. On my left, southpaw, the chef, yo. Get on, yo, strike the note, and then
yeah, yeah, bring the when it
yo, check it out, check it out.
That's
check it
killer.
Out let's ascend, expand, extend to the point of no return. Even death is a lesson to learn. Only the dissatisfied could bring change, rearrange and maintain the solar system. Disappear but still be here, no one will miss him.
Yeah, check it, check it, check it, check it, check it.
Yeah, exclusive.
Representing, y'all.
Coming at you.
It's exclusive for y'all. We out.
Yeah, peace.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yo,
what's up? This is the Fuji.
Yo, girl, where we at? Where we at?
Yo, definitely in Germany, chilling on Zündfunk. Peace.
We wanted to go back to the roots. You know, music used to teach people. If you have the attention of 20,000 people, 30,000 people, then what do you choose to say? So when I have the attention of 30,000 people, I don't want to talk about pussy or about blowing up somebody's head or about sneakers. I have 30,000 people listening. So I want to leave them with a message that they could relate to. You know what I'm saying?
We're cutting the gimmicks. We ain't got time to talk about no guns, no blunts. No hoes or bitches, you know. It's bigger than that.
It's more than that.
You know what I'm saying?
It's much
you gotta
more than
come
that.
Clean. You gotta come correct, you know?
That's another reason we're having problems, because we real.
Of our reality. You understand what I'm saying? No, because if you hear, all you hear is keep it real, word is born. You understand what I'm saying? So, in so many people trying to keep it real, it's become a gimmick. You understand? Keeping it real has become a gimmick in itself. If there's something that you have a problem with, take it to the table, battle it with your pen. You understand what I'm saying? My sword is my pen. Yeah, my shield is my pad, my rap book. That's okay. How I do it.
Brothers. Who's the boss, actually?
Who's the boss?
Yeah.
Man, there ain't no boss. That's the problem.
We're a bunch of comedians. We're a bunch of clowns. Realistically, we've only been out for 2 months. Our album has only been out for 2 months. So for us to already be in Europe, that's a blessing for us. You see what I'm saying? So we'll play in the subway for quarters because we just want people to hear our music.
Die Fugees singen 1994 dem Zündfunk 1 Backstage.
That was funny. Yo, like this. Check it. Hail MCs. You better watch out or you'll get dropped. On the microphone, we do it nonstop. Oh, yeah. Of a rap. Check it, like this, for the 1-2, for the 1-2, for my girl Didi Over. Yo, I was riding on a train just to sit and back, just to thinking back to the rat-tat-tat-tat-da, the funky drummer da-da, back in the summer da-da, when Pros and Clef and I, we used to form the cypher. The boys with Indonesia would come into Malaya. I closed my eyes and bobbed my head a little harder. I try to exhale, let out my wisdom. It's got me coughing, niggas, put out that ism. I'm used to them type of poetics that mesmerize. I caught you checking with them Betty Davis eyes. Surprise, surprise, you never knew a girl could stylize. It's from my soul, I ain't fucking with white lies. Yo, hey guys, remember the summer of 92? Battle after battle, crew after crew, so hot you. The Fuji's coming with the brand new style. I'm rolling with them hoodies from the Haitian. It takes a while for them average niggas to get it, but once they understand, they won't wanna fuck with it. Cha-cha-cha-cha, I take you higher than a bag of ganja. Some see lightning, some hear thunder. Shades of a black man make me the Black Panther. Making MCs wrong when it comes to rapping, I'm the rap Vader. I'm not regular, consider me irregular. From the number one rapper, one's the number. Check it, Wyclef, watch your speed, kid, every time.
Check it out, yo. No movements of my lips, projection from my throat. The rap ventriloquist from my speaker, ignore the hiss. My cuts bring blood to my flesh, not my bones. My bones bring skeletons, skeletons bring tombstones. So when dying, hold your breath until your lungs expand. And when you can't breathe, you're in promised land. Self-suicide as you dive into the archives. Fake Gentile, you'll be the squad of Goma Pal. Fire, you can't shoot because I vanished. And I promise, you pull the trigger, I'll be Lazarus. I come forth, the seaport was bought by the Newport. Smoked by Marlboro Ho, shipped to Guantanamo. So who am I? I'm known to be a refugee. So take a picture and put it in your carbon copy. You don't see me, but you fear me. Kabuki, and I see you. So fuck pickaboo. It's like that, y'all. And you don't stop the body rot. I got the vocab. Yes, yes, y'all. And we out for the 9-4.
Check it, Fugees. Recognize.
Kendrick Lamar über Compton und Los Angeles.
I feel like we've just been misunderstood for so long. Everybody around the world will call my friends delinquents. But I grew up with them. I know the good in them. You know, it's just the fact that they were just born in this environment where they just got to react like animals, you know. And that's the sad part about it, you know. So it's just really about just getting, you know, older crowd to understand and, you know, respect that we do have some type of morals and some type of respect for ourselves. And I'm the product of that, you know. West Coast music, that's all we had. We weren't listening to nobody else's music. When the East Coast, West Coast beef kicked off, we was not listening to East Coast. I'm going to be 100% real with you. I'm sorry. You know, I was just listening to Tupac, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, The Dog Pound, DJ Quick, Ice Cube, Easy. We played that music probably every day, man. It was so huge, you know, being from Compton and knowing that these mega stars coming from this small little neighborhood. That's what gave us, like, this pride about Compton because it's so small. So small, so small. And just to know all these people came out here and actually have that talent is almost like a miracle. Or like God put his hand over the city and said, all the talent is going to come from the city one day. I'm a product of that.
Now everybody serenade the new faith of Kendrick Lamar. This is King Kendrick Lamar, King Kendrick, and I meant it, my point intended is raw. Fix your lenses, forensics, would've told you Kendrick had killed it. Pretend it's a massacre, and the mass is upon us. And I mastered being the master at dodging your honor. In the chapter that read at 25, I would've dormant like 5 in the morning. The raising spot while Kendrick's performing. And if they take everything, no, I got
Compton, Compton, ain't no city quite like mine.
I think the biggest challenge is to really tell a story, like, within the rap. It's way more intricate than just saying, you know, a punchline over here and there. I can do that all day. You know, that's schoolyard stuff.
Oh, my God. It's crazy in here. Think I love you, baby.
I love you, too.
Oh, my God. It's crazy. Man, how you say I love you in German?
Ich liebe dich.
Ich liebe dich.
Anderson Park, ich liebe dich.
Anderson Park, ich liebe dich.
Von Herzen.
Von Herzen.
Herzen.
I can't roll my R's, man.
Herzen.
Anderson Park.
So many highlights. I mean, we got nominated for a Grammy. Right now, I'm on my first headlining tour in Europe. I got to work with Dr. Dre and DJ Premier in the same song, in the same session. A bunch of stuff. My son turned 5 years old. I turned 30. Finally got a car. I'm working on getting health insurance.
Are you kidding or is it true?
No, this is all real. You think I'm joking?
This was with a car? I mean, yeah. How can you access without a car in the U.S.?
I know. It's, you're telling me. Nobody walks in L.A. It was just me.
There's even a song, you know, song called
Only
like
and Nobody Walks in L.A. That was me, okay? Walking and taking the bus in L.A. It was ridiculous. But I finally got a vehicle. Now I don't even get to drive it. My wife drives it now. She just started to learn how to drive. So.
Also ein unglaubliches Jahr für ihn mit unheimlich vielen Highlights. Zusammenarbeit mit Dr. Dre. Der 5. Geburtstag von seinem Sohn Soul. Er hat endlich ein Auto und zwar nach all der Ewigkeit in den USA und vor allem in L.A. ist es eigentlich ein Unding, ohne Auto zu existieren. Und so war das all die Zeit bei ihm. Jetzt hat er inzwischen ein Auto, hat aber noch keinen Führerschein. Seine Frau fährt ihn jetzt. Was hast du denn vorher gearbeitet? This myth about you working on a marijuana plant, is that true or is it a legend?
It's urban legend, huh? No, it's very much true. It's a part of it. It was a part of the process because I just hated working at like these different dead-end jobs and just working for pennies. I used to work at like grocery stores. I used to work at shoe stores. I took care of mentally disabled people for a long time. And when my wife got pregnant, I didn't know what I was going to do because I never had a job and I was only doing music really. And I was only doing that kind of like 50%. Another 50%, I was just partying, smoking weed. So I needed a way to make a lot of money quick. And that was one of the outlets, working the marijuana farm. And I was able to trim plants and planted and I dried and I jarred and I bagged. And I made hash and oil and butter and Rice Krispie treats.
Y'all niggas got me hot. Und dann geht's an die Arbeit mit Dr. Dre.
I love you, baby.
And I love you too.
Yeah.
Anderson Paak, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you, brother.
Also to realize that oppression didn't only exist in America. You know, growing up black in America, you know, you feel the oppression, you know what I mean? Especially in the 80s. And you think that you're the only person in the world feeling it. And then I'm watching the Asian movies. I'm seeing the Japanese tell Bruce Lee, no Chinese or dogs allowed. It's like, no Chinese or dogs allowed. And he's in China? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what kind of shit is that? And seeing that this struggle was in other parts of the world also getting something to identify for.
How you doing? My name is Graham Noodle Dish from the Beastie Boys, and I would like to ask everyone out there to wear your lederhosen whenever possible.
Now we're at a point where there's kids all over the world growing up.
Die Beastie Boys.
And being more exposed to more different types of music than ever.
Ich glaube, heutzutage wachsen die Kids auf der Welt mit den unterschiedlichsten Musikstilen auf. Das war früher nicht so. Kids in Afrika, Frankreich oder der Schweiz hören Hip-Hop, kennen gleichzeitig aber auch afrikanische Musik. Das liegt an der Kommunikationssituation. Musik von den unterschiedlichsten Plätzen der Welt erreicht mehr Leute auf der Erde als je zuvor. So werden die Jugendlichen im 21. Jahrhundert diese Einflüsse viel stärker verarbeiten, als wir das heute tun. Sie haben größere Technologievorteile und sie werden mit 16 bereits Sachen wissen, von denen wir mit 16 nur geträumt haben. Darauf bin ich gespannt. Ich möchte nicht sagen, dass unsere Sachen veraltet sind, aber was auf uns zukommt, das wird uns, glaube ich, überraschen.
I'm a sinner, straight to swore.
Yo, peace world, this is Common right here. You checking out a live broadcast of the show right here on Zoom Funk. We getting funky for you and yours. Like that, y'all. Peace.
Yeah. De La Soul, a classic. Yeah. A Tribe Called Quest is classic. Yeah. I said A Tribe Called Quest, a classic. Yeah. I'm talking about y'all, it's hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop. Started on the streets of New York with the black and Latino community. It has spread across the world, all the way to Germany. Hip hop is this culture that brought us all together. When we think about hip hop, we think about MCing, think about graffiti, we think about break dancing. But the foundation of hip hop is the DJ.
The history of rock and roll, as told in our radio show. Teil 6. Die goldene Hip-Hop-Ära. Sendung von Michael Bartle.
Everybody brought something to the table. Kool Herc brought something to the table. You got James Brown that brought something to the table.
Jeder hat was eingebracht. Kool Herc hat was eingebracht. James Brown hat was eingebracht. Dann hast du noch andere DJs aus New York. DJ Hollywood, Flowers, Eddie Cheeba, Cool DJ D. Viele DJs aus den Anfangstagen haben viel getan für die Hip-Hop-Kultur und es wird nicht einmal mehr über sie gesprochen. Deswegen ist es sehr wichtig, dass die Leute eine Menge lernen über die Hip-Hop-Geschichte. Da gibt es viele Menschen, die gelebt haben und gestorben sind für diese Kultur. Und ich finde es wichtig, dass sie auch genannt werden. Wie ein Museum sollte das sein. Unsere Kinder sollten in ein Museum gehen können, sich ein Buch nehmen und lesen können, was all die Menschen zur Hip-Hop-Kultur beigetragen haben. Ich möchte, dass meine Enkel in ein Museum gehen können und dort erfahren, dass Grand Wizard Theodore den Scratch und den Needle Drop erfunden hat. Ich möchte, dass sie in einem Buch schmökern können und mitbekommen, was die Sugar Hill Gang oder Melly Mel oder Curtis Blow zur Hip-Hop-Kultur beigesteuert haben. Kool Herc war nun wirklich nicht der Einzige, der in unserem Hip-Hop-Museum seinen Platz verdient hat.
I'm not saying that Kool Herc is like the only person that created this whole culture of Hip-Hop, you know? He made a big contribution to it, you know? But, you know, you got James Brown and you got all these other people that made a contribution to the hip-hop culture, you know?
This is Blow Ply, the world baddest part nigger, part German, and part Indian. And you getting ready to hair rap dirty for me, you tit-smelling, fish-smelling, well-wishing, no dishin.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the first the first black president of the United States of America, President Blowfly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And like I promised y'all when I was running, I'm gonna make sure there are chitlins in every pot, ham hocks in every table, breath control pills in every purse, and we're gonna have an orgy every motherfucking weekend. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. President, sir.
Good morning, bitch. I meant Miss Click. This shit's gonna be easy. President don't do nothing but sit on his ass all day and give all this any motherfucking way. Guess I get my head together here. Where's my fucking cocaine? Bet that bitch done moved it again. Miss Click!
Mr. President, sir?
Could you get your ass in here, please?
Right away, sir.
What did you do in my ship?
Are you constipated, sir?
Bitch, you know what I'm talking about, my motherfucking raw dog.
Oh, I took your dog to the vet, sir.
Ho, I'm talking about coke. Cocaine, you know that white powder shit that I put on your pussy when I'm getting ready to eat it?
Oh, that, sir. It's right in front of you, sir.
Thank you. That'll be all. Stupid bitch. If a pussy wasn't so good, I'd fire her. Let's get over here and get my head together. Man, that's some good shit.
Mr. President, sir?
Shit. What the fuck you want now?
Mr. Jackson is here to see you.
Mr. Jackson? Reggie Jackson, Andrew Jackson, or Michael Jackson? What? Which one?
Mr. Superfly Jackson of the United Pimps Association.
Shit. What the fuck he want?
He wants the money you promised him for endorsing you.
I told that dumb motherfucker, those assholes, that Congress got all the funds frozen. What the fuck he want from my life?
Well, he stated that payment in coke would be sufficient, sir.
God, my last coke. I'll take it. Give it to the motherfucker and get rid of it. That's the end of that shit. I thought this shit was gonna be easy. I got it. I got some weed here somewhere. Here it is. Roll me a couple of joints. Mm. What is the red spots on your stomach?
That's what I was trying to tell you, sir.
What are they?
You see, I went to the doctor, and he says I have herpes.
The herpes? I resign! Fucking herpes!